Good evening, father.
Good evening, daughter. How are you?
Good.
What is today?
Today is... No idea.
It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Good to be home, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into some follow-up first. We didn't record last week, which we were just really busy. But also, do you remember what our last episode was?
No, I cannot.
That was our 20th episode. We've recorded 20 of these episodes. And, well, I've recorded 19 because you did one with Mom.
Yeah.
But you've recorded 20 episodes. How does that feel?
It feels accomplishing.
Like an accomplishment?
Yeah.
It's very cool, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to keep doing these?
Yes, I really love doing little podcasts and stuff because it lets me talk and I have lots of supporters and stuff online. Even though I can't hear you or see you, you can hear me and probably see me sometimes.
That's very cool. I did not expect you to say those things, but I think that's really cool. I enjoy recording these with you. This is something that I really look forward to. So I'm very thankful that we've recorded 20 of these. I hope we keep going. And I hope that it stays as fun as it is.
Even when you're 90 and I will... What age will I be when you're 90?
I don't know. I don't want to do the math right now. But I'll be 90 in... probably about 43 years. So
I will be...
You'll be 52.
52. And we would probably still be doing this podcast. Well,
that would be really cool. If we could keep it going for that long, that would be an amazing accomplishment. But
the oldest podcaster.
I think there's some other podcasters that probably are older than me, but that's okay. So, where have we been for the past week?
America.
Yes, we went to the States. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Okay, cool. Was it easy getting there?
No, not at all.
No, what happened?
So the first time we tried to get there, our flight was cancelled.
Yeah.
And then we had to stay at a hotel, and the first person we were talking with and stuff was not good at all.
Not good at all. What was wrong with that person?
Well, we were saying about how our flight was cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
And how we couldn't get on it. And then when we tried to get the next flight, the same day, but a different flight, they had only issued my ticket.
To the other airline, yeah.
Yeah. And then we were talking to a person that was really not helpful at all. And we were, and Mom was saying our flight had been cancelled and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, we've only got one flight cancelled today, so we can't help you with anything. Sorry. And then we just got frustrated. And then we finally got a taxi to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But the taxi wasn't really a good driver.
Well, the airline did a good... So our flight was canceled. The replacement flight that they were supposed to have booked for us was on a different airline. And they messed that up. Then they decided, all right, we'll get you out of here the next day at a different time. So they got us a hotel in the city. Was it a cool hotel?
It was the most amazing hotel I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Better than the Moxie Hotel.
But the Moxie Hotel has a much cooler name.
Yeah.
So we had a gigantic bed that fit all three of us without even touching each other. So that was that was helpful because when you're in bed with me or Mom or sharing the bed and stuff, you are a kicking machine. But we did that. We had... spending money from the hotel to eat our lunch, our dinner, and our breakfast. So that was covered. We went out into town, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was that a nice little distraction for the afternoon?
Yeah, that was a really good distraction.
Yeah, I think we went and ate at a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And we walked around. I got me some new shoes.
Oh, yeah.
we went to a bookstore, got a couple little travel books to help out with the flight, some word finds and stuff like that.
We went to Vans as well.
Yeah, Vans is where I got my new shoes.
And I got a hat.
You got a really cool bucket hat.
Yeah.
And my shoes glow in the dark, which are just really cool.
And my hat is a hat.
Your hat is a hat. That is correct.
Nothing special about it.
It's I wouldn't say it's special, but it's a cool hat, right? It's comfortable. You wore it, or even I wore it a couple times while we were in the States, didn't
you? Yeah, I got really
whatever that means, yes. So we got on our flight the following day, which that flight was delayed for us, wasn't it?
For like an hour.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Which means we missed our connecting flight.
Yeah.
In New York. But thankfully, your mom was able to get us a different flight scheduled.
By being very, like, oh, I'm so mad about this at the Delta people.
Well, she was in their chat and they got it sorted. So that was good. And we got to New York and then had to wait around even more because we got to the gate late. We got landed late. We had to rebook our luggage in to get ourselves to the next thing. And then we had to run across the airport. Do you remember the running? Yes, it was almost like watching Home Alone when they're running through the airport.
Yeah. If anyone's not seen what Home Alone is, it's technically a movie about a kid named Kevin that is nearly the youngest and is technically left out on everything and is just the child that's ignored the most and is called I would nickname him the problem.
The problem.
Or the mistake.
Oh, that's a little bit mean.
And then he wishes that he didn't see his family when he went to bed. And he slept with someone that wet the bed, but they slept in a different area or bed. And then the next morning, his wish came true.
Mm-hmm. No more family.
No more family. They had all went to, where were they going?
They went to Paris.
Paris, from Las Vegas.
No, not from Las Vegas. They lived in Chicago.
Oh, I thought they lived in Las Vegas.
No, they left in there, and then they were late running for their airport because they had a loss of power that night, and they had to run through the airport just like we did.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why they ended up forgetting him, because they were in such a hurry to do all the things.
Yeah, they forgot him, and then some people, like robbers and stuff, came into the house and went ba-jam, boom, bam, and stuff. But then Kevin was prepared for it. Well, he was doing stuff, and then I think he was setting up the tree and stuff, and then he seen the robbers, and then he was and then they noticed he was home alone, but then he seen them, and then he was like, oh, let's pretend someone's here with us. And then he shouted, Dad, can you help me with this bauble? And then they ran away because they thought they'd get caught. And then Kevin smirked. And then the next day, like after that, they came again, I think. But he came again same night, I think it was, and Kevin had set up all these people dancing and all these people doing stuff, and it was like a party, like a Christmas party. And then because this is during Christmas time, it was like a Christmas party. And then after that, the next night they actually broke in, but Kevin had also set it up then. He had lots of traps. And the worst one, well, the two worst ones to me was the iron. So he put an iron to one of the guys' heads. Like, they had an iron on their head, like an iron stain or a burn. And then the second one, what was the thing that was black and like stuck the guy's shoes?
I think that was either some tar or something along those lines.
Yeah, some tar or something. And then, oh, another one was when the, well, I'll just call them skinny robber and fat robber. When the fat robber went to touch the handle, he went, ah, this burned! Ah, yeah. And then he went through the other door and he was like, ah, this one's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember what happened after that. Nope. Oh, and another part was the spider went onto the fat guy, robber, and then the skinny robber had whacked him.
Yeah.
Because the spider was on his tummy or his face, and then they went whack. Yeah.
So getting back to the travel.
That wasted a couple minutes.
That's not a waste, sweetie. Okay. So we got ourselves to where we needed to go. We got a car, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we managed to get ourselves all the way to the casino. And we had a great time there, didn't we?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did you get up to there? Do you remember?
Pools.
Every day we were at the pool for hours, weren't we?
One of the times was 5 hours.
Yeah, I think so. That was on the second to last day.
Uh-huh.
Because Mom was busy doing stuff that she had to do. And you and I were there with some friends. And we spent a good 5 hours at the pool. Both of us got a lot of sun. How are you feeling now?
My arms are still itchy and my chest is as well.
My arms and my leg is itchy. I need to get some lotion on it tonight to help stop the itchiness.
Yeah, and it was not exciting at all.
Not exciting?
The sunburn part.
Oh, sunburns. Yeah, definitely. Sunburns are not exciting. People don't go looking for sunburns, do they?
They don't, have... If their men have panties on and then go out into the sun with no sun cream on and go, oh yeah, let's get a sunburn. Or is a woman a bra and panties on and go, oh yeah, let's get a suntan. Or a sunburn, I mean.
Now, did we have any good things to eat while we were there?
Not really.
Not really. Why is it not really?
Well, the restaurants in the casino weren't that nice, except for one of the places.
Yeah.
Like Street Burger, I think it was.
So the two problems we had was getting a reservation at any of the restaurants there inside the casino. And the other problem, was trying to find gluten-free food, wasn't it?
Yeah. But thankfully, the thing I'm happy about is now my ears aren't blocked all the time.
What does your ears have to do with food?
The food was a different topic.
So you brought us back to the swimming topic.
Yeah.
So why were your ears blocked?
Because water got in them and the ear thingies we had, the eardrops that were supposed to dry them out, took like 5 hours to dry them out.
Yeah,
sometimes the whole day.
They were more of an overnight thing than a super fix the thing right now.
Yeah, and that's what I was bummed about.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating. No one likes having their ears filled with water. I used to get it a lot when I was a teenager, and I did not like it.
Is it called swimmer's ear?
That's correct. It is called swimmer's ear. So we had some food, but we did get something to eat a couple times out of the casino, didn't we?
Yes, and my favorite place was a Mexican place.
Why is that? Because
they had corn tortillas, and they made me a gluten-free quesadilla.
That's right. They made you some quesadillas with corn tortillas, and that was really good. And you had, I think they gave you some fries with that, too?
Yeah, they did.
And all that fun stuff, and then we ate at another barbecue restaurant, and
I didn't really like that one.
You didn't like their baked beans. Everyone else liked them, but you said they were too spicy and too sweet.
Too sweet, but they weren't spicy.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But the fries were good.
Fries were... All the food was there. It was amazing. I wish we had gone to that restaurant the first or second day we were there. It was a bummer that we waited until the last night.
Yeah.
But the Mexican restaurant was really good. I had some really good food. There's some enchiladas and you had the cheese quesadillas, and we had a couple other little things. And then we also stopped at Taco Bell a few times, didn't we?
Yeah, but at the Mexican restaurant, everyone was saying it was your birthday, and they sang you a song, and you had the Mexican hat, and thankfully you didn't get, like,
pie to the face.
Pie to the face.
Yeah, thankfully that did not happen. I would not have enjoyed that. One of our friends, he distracted the wait staff and told them, please don't do that, because he's got beard and glasses and stuff, and they did not. And that was really good. And the dinner was a great dinner with great food, great company.
But it made my tummy icky because that's the only real food that I had that day.
You were very picky and nervous about a lot of the food that you were eating because you were worried about having a gluten reaction.
Yeah.
And the things that we knew that were gluten-free just really weren't in the mood for eating. So it was a little bit hard getting you to eat when you needed to, because you're a little stubborn kid, aren't you?
Yeah. And right now I'm playing with some wire thingies.
You have some pipe cleaners there that you are fidgeting with, and you made a little person a while back.
Yeah.
And you were saying before we started recording you wanted to find something to fidget with that wasn't noisy. How's that working out for you?
Good. I've made a person that is a ballet dancer, but her dress was coming untied, so she's holding it.
Well, she's holding. Why is her dress coming untied while she's dancing?
Because look at her. She's like, she was like dancing really high, and then it just went snap
because
the little straps thingies had broken. And everyone's laughing in the crowd.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
No. We've nearly been doing this for 20 minutes.
I haven't even looked at the time. But I'll do some editing on it, which will probably shorten it a little bit.
Remember, everyone, we have a Patreon you can go support us on that. I would really be happy if you did that. And then we also have a merch store.
Oh, yeah, we do have a merch store, don't we?
Yeah. And thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope to see you on the Patreon and stuff if you do comment and stuff. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.